Agenda item number six, Gene Case. Mr. Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Before I begin the briefing, I need to bring to your attention the letter from the contestant requesting a deferral of the hearing today. The reason for that deferral is they feel they were not adequately notified and they haven't had a chance to prepare and they weren't going to be here today. The letter is in your package. It's listed with item number seven. Historically, the commission has not granted these types of requests and therefore staff recommendation is to deny the request.
Was this case advertised as per policy and practice?
Yes, sir. The letter was sent out on January.
No deviations to that? Okay. Well, it's up to the commission whether or not to hear this or to defer this case till next month. Mr. Erskine.
I have a question of staff.
Please.
Did they indicate in this letter or when you communicated with them that they did not receive the notice or did not?
They received it. They said they only had 5 business days to act.
Oh, okay.
They already made previous plans.
I see. Thank you.
If you want a motion, I move to hear it.
Agree.
If it needs
a motion by Mr. Deal to hear the case.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. We will proceed.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson.
Right. Gene Case is requesting authorization to install 2 stormwater breaks for the 325 square feet of clean insulation bottom along the East River at 7.6 Triple Lane in Matthew County. The project is protested by the adjacent property owner. As you remember, the commission back in December heard the appeal of 41 freeholders for the Matthew County Local Wetland Board approval with portions of the project within their jurisdiction. The commission upheld that decision, and we are back before you there for the survey of this portion of the project. The project is in Matthews County along the East River. This is Mob Jack Bay here. Peak Bay, just orient you a little bit. Project location circled in red. This is the East River here. As you can see, this is a west facing shoreline with approximately 2,500 feet of vetch. The approximate location, this is the project area here. If you remember back in December, the Wetlands Board approved of a revetment along this stretch of shoreline with a set of, 2 sets of spurs here. Just for reference, there's an old dilapidated, there's an old abandoned house here that we need to figure out at some point to rebuild. This is my attempt to show you some of the erosion the site has been seeing over the years. This is a 2002 aerial photograph. I've kind of outlined my interpretation of where the shoreline probably is. Compare that to 2015. Here's the original shoreline from 2012 superimposed. So in some parts of the shoreline, we've seen erosion of up to 40 feet over the last 13 years, which is approximately 3 feet per year. So we are seeing some erosion on site. This is an overall project drawing showing the revetment, the spurs, and the house located back here. This is a blow-up of the proposed spurs. So they will tie into the proposed revetments, extend offshore. Mean low water, I've kind of highlighted in blue for you. Northern spur just barely tips out into state-owned bottom, and the southerly spur would encroach about 21 feet. Overall, 325 square feet of subaqueous impacts. This is all in an effort by the applicant to maintain some water access for kayaking, water bathing. It also incorporates a little bit of a living shoreline along this area as well, which is something we always like to see. This is simply a cross-section of the breakwater spurs, approximately 17 feet wide, maintaining a 2-to-1 slope on the channelward side of the spurs, and then half the one on the back side, trying to minimize as much as possible. Looking for a replacement underneath. These are just, I'm just throwing these in. These are cross-sections of the revetments that the spurs would be tying into. Again, this was all approved by the local wetlands board. By y'all. These are some ground shots of the shoreline. This is starting on the northerly side of the project area. You can see trees uprooted along here. I'm starting to see some escarpments. Here's where the spurs will be going in. You can see the sandy shoreline with some vegetated wetlands growing in. Remnants of an old tree here. Again, this is the approximate location of where the spur will be going in. Again, looking further south, more evidence of erosion along the shoreline. Continuing south, looking back north again to where the spurs will be going in this approximate area here. And this will be the terminus of the southerly terminus of the revetment. Again, we're still seeing escarpments and some of the evidence already along the shore. Again, the project was protested by Mr. Witherspoon, whose property is located here. The applicant's property runs along this shoreline in this general area through here. Mr. Witherspoon and his objection has listed, he sees little to no erosion on the site. He's concerned about damage to the ecosystem from the proposed spurs and revetment. He feels the spurs will be a hazard to navigation for kayakers and other people enjoying the waterway. He also feels the revetment spur will degrade water quality in the area. He feels that if they were to install some sort of shoreline erosion control, living shoreline would be more appropriate. We did receive comments from the Center for Coastal Resource Management, DEMS. They did note that a living shoreline would probably be the most appropriate type of erosion control structure along the shore, either by grading and planting the bank or using a sill. A lot of these issues were covered with the Wetlands Board hearing, and they discussed alternatives to what we proposed here. They ultimately approved the revetment and breakwater spurs. And that's what we're looking at today is still the breakwater spurs, which is a portion of the living shoreline. CCRM did note offshore of the project area, SAV. I have gone out several times and done site visits to ensure that these breakwater spurs will not be impacting any submerged aquatic vegetation. And with that, I'll give you my summary recommendation. Staff appreciates the adjacent property owner's concern and desire to protect the natural resources for the area. However, staff does not agree with the protesters' opinion that erosion is not occurring at the site. Visual inspection of the shoreline shows there are escarpments which are indicative of plume loss. Historical aerial photography shows that the shoreline has been receding. Staff also does not believe that the structures will be a hazard to navigation given their close proximity to the shoreline. Additionally, the structures will not degrade the water quality and may actually improve in terms of turbidity by preventing erosion and limiting runoff of upland sediments. The installation of spurs is an attempt by the applicant to include a living shoreline feature in the overall plan to protect the shoreline from erosion, and as such, staff feels that this will be an appropriate use of state as quickly as possible. Staff also performed multiple sites to ensure the amount of these birds would not impact some of the vegetation. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all the factors contained in 28.2-12 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project as proposed.
Are there questions from the commission? So, Mr. Erskine.
Mike, you had said that you went out to the area and looked at the SAV that was there. How far away from the end of the spur is that?
5 to 10 feet.
Oh, okay.
All right. We're out there. I mean, this is going up 21 feet.
Right.
But you know, once we start getting out there, the water starts dropping off fairly quickly.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
What I noted there was
it wasn't eelgrass. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Tacker.
So I have two questions. One, the photo that I saw of the trees and the erosion there, that's current status, correct?
Current status, it may be even worse now because I took those pictures a few months ago.
And then the spurs that they're proposing, that is part of a living shoreline model that they're proposing for the entire project, correct?
So it'll maintain some connectivity from the uplands and the
Thank you, sir.
Further questions from the commission? Is the applicant present or represented? Is there anything you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con, either for it or against it? I see no one. I will close the public hearing, and the matter is now before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Tankard.
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Tankard.
Second. Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously, and the project is approved.